Wake up call.
This is Wake Up Call,
another kind of daytime radio program.
A Gal Media property. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Wake up!
And a good Friday to you. Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. We've been spending a lot of time and talking about, look, sports is coming back, but unfortunately, there is going to be some sort of attrition along the way. Some of the events that have gotten rescheduled, when reevaluated, they're just going to end up getting canceled. One of those happened yesterday. The Boston Marathon won't be run in 2020. First time it won't be run since in 124 years, history of the race. It was scheduled in April. It's what's called Patriots Day in New England. They run it. It's kind of a cool event, too, because they run the Boston Marathon, and then the Red Sox play a home game that starts at like 11 at Fenway Park. And then when that game is over, like the Boston Marathon is just like finishing, and it becomes a nice day of celebration in Boston. But we all remember what happened about 7 years ago and the tragedy that occurred during the Boston Marathon and the sort of the resiliency of the city to come back from that. And I always said that I thought David Ortiz should have been Sports Person of the Year. It ended up going to Peyton Manning, and he did had a great season for the Broncos. But I thought that city of Boston needed a spokesperson in the entire 2013 year, and that was David Ortiz. From the moment the marathon bombing took place to the Red Sox winning the World Championship and Ortiz's participation not only in the sort of the rejuvenation, if you will, or the bringing together of the city when he spoke at Fenway Park after the bombing, and then what the Red Sox did that season. I thought he was the right person for Sports Person of the Year. You can do, Sports Illustrated can pick people based on statistics and having good seasons. But if you're always looking for the larger picture of things, and you're always looking for, well, what exactly does this athletic performance mean to the city and the fans, or the sport in general, or the country in general, I don't think he would have found a more compelling story of David Ortiz, who helped the Red Sox win the World Series a year in which the city was reeling from an incredible tragedy at one of its premier events, the Boston Marathon. Well, 2020 has come, and unfortunately, that marathon is canceled. They'll allow you to do a virtual marathon and get your medal if you can do it in under, about 6 hours, but it's not going to run.
You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. All right, back to the Boston Marathon for a second, because I closed out saying that you can run a virtual marathon. You can show proof of time, and then you get all the goodies that you would have gotten had you run the Boston Marathon. I didn't know that was a thing. And again, I'm not a runner at all. I didn't know that was a thing, that you could just run 26 miles somewhere else, and it kind of counts that you ran the Boston Marathon.
This,
I thought the Boston Marathon was the Boston Marathon.
Right?
Yeah. Where's Heartbreak Hill in your running of 26 miles?
You gotta create your own.
Right? Where's that? Right? So, but, look, all of these sports that are getting delayed, right? They're getting delayed so that they can assess how this is going to look like when they return, right? So if you get the Kentucky Derby, right? We want the Kentucky Derby, and maybe we'll have to run it without fans. But if we have fans, let's see what it's going to be like in the fall, in terms of getting people to Churchill Downs. That makes sense. The marathon was the thing with the marathon is you got 30,000 people from around the globe all coming into Boston to run this prestigious marathon. It's just, you can't imagine a period of time where that's going to work out in the near future. Like, it's not going to be different in the fall.
Could you do a virtual Kentucky Derby?
Oh.
See, that's what we're getting at, right?
So horses who ran at Churchill Downs just Just run a mile and an eighth, whatever it is.
Yeah, just on a different track.
And then just post your time, and whoever's got the fastest wins the Derby.
Maybe run that's it down. Idea. Maybe have them run it down a street.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Down a freeway.
Yeah, just run it down. Right? That's not bad. So, yeah, 30,000 people all in one spot. Yeah, it's probably best that you not run it. Does that mean the New York City Marathon is doomed too? Chances are, right?
Yeah, it certainly is.
See, my father and I are going to run a 5K at Disney World in November, but I'm trying to stay optimistic that we're going to be able to do it. But, you know, I'm also smart enough to realize we're going to cram a lot of people together to run a race. It's not the most ideal social distancing aspect of it. And I'm waiting for the email that's canceled any day. Now that's for November. That's in early November. But I'm not holding out all this optimism that it's going to run. There's some problems to that. Yeah, I'm certainly not going to, they're not going to make you run in masks, right? I mean, not going to do that. That could kill you, right? At least it'll kill me. How's that? Let's keep it that way. It'll kill me.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Drive me crazy. I can't even walk around in a mask. I wear one when I go to the store, and it's like, I can't even breathe in this thing. And, yeah, I'm getting used to it, though. When I first put on a mask and walked around, I was like, this is nuts. I'm not going to do this. But it got a little easier as the time went on.
That's not so bad.
But it's not terrible. It was terrible in the beginning because I wasn't used to it, but now it's, you know, it's fine. But now I'm not going to run in one. I'm not going to jog in one. It's crazy. If I'm an athlete, I would, but I mean, I need all the oxygen I can get when I'm huffing and puffing my first half mile. So, but all seriousness, I don't know how an event like that goes down. I don't see how logistically you can make that happen. Whereas you can have events with no crowds and, you know, still have it on TV. You know, the Boston Marathon is, and the New York City Marathon, Chicago Marathon, all these things, you're cramming thousands and thousands of people at a starting area and go. And they're all running. That's one of the beauty views of the marathon. I remember when I was a kid, we went to New York in the fall. And it was at the time the New York City Marathon was being run. And my grandmother lives in Brooklyn right off the Verrazano Bridge, you know, near the Verrazano Bridge. And they were crossing over. The marathon runners were crossing over. I hadn't been in New York. I hadn't visited New York at that time ever. It's usually just Christmas and maybe the summer. But for whatever reason, we were down there in the fall. And I remember we went to go see the runners coming off the Verrazano Bridge. And it was awesome. I mean, it was awesome to see that. Just this wave of people that were coming over to run the marathon through the five boroughs of New York. It was cool. That kind of scene is awesome. You can't have that today. So you have to, you've got to shut that down. I don't see a plan in the fall where we're going to be able to get 30,000 people without social distancing. I mean, other sports, yes, we can figure out testing the players, testing the personnel, keeping it very limited. 40,000 people running a race, I don't know how you're going to do it. But then again, I mean, I don't know. Things are progressing exponentially, right? I mean, we might in the fall realize, yeah, we all could get together. But it's different, like, to go to a game, right? If you had a stadium that said, look, we're going to let 60% of the people in, but everyone has to wear a mask at the game and every 50% in every other seat. That's legit, right? Because there's a little bit of social distancing and there's precaution of wearing a mask. How do you take 30,000 people running a marathon and put them 6 feet apart with masks? You can't. It's not going to work. So it's understandable that got canceled. Kind of sad though. Boston Marathon's a cool event. It's kind of, you know, it's neat. I always enjoyed it, even though I do not run for a living or run at all. I just participate in a few, but I don't run at all. So Premier League. Now, have you done any look into what that looks like?
It looks like it's going to be chaos.
It looks like it's going to be chaos.
Yeah,
it's June 17th when the Premier League takes place.
Yeah, and they're going to be starting right off with running about five games per day.
All right, give me an idea if that's a lot, a little, or how's that work?
I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many consecutive days they're planning on doing that.
So is are these all at the stadiums? They're not. Are they doing it in one location, or are they doing it? Yeah, like it. And all the
no, I think they're doing it. They're doing it in their home stadiums.
Okay, so that's cool. No fans, I would assume.
No fans. And I think they're going to be adopting. There's this cool little disinfectant tunnel that Scotland has been using to get
disinfectant tunnel.
Yeah, it's you know, because players. There's a lot of pageantry to a soccer game,
right?
You know, the players, the starting lineup walks out together, and then they take their respective spots along the sideline or just onto the field, and they go through the national anthem, and then they usually shake hands. I mean, I think most of that's going to be done away with, if you know, because I don't think Germany has been doing it. I think they just come line, you know, the teams come out separate now instead of coming out together, and but Scotland has developed like this disinfectant tunnel where you step into it. And it, I guess in a way, if you can picture like a tanning booth where you kind of spin around.
Right.
I mean, you're fully clothed, but you spin around and it's just this really fine acid mist that sprays over your body. It's non-toxic, but it's just like a disinfectant spray that just kind of sprays you pretty much from waist up. Maybe knees up.
Why is this the first I'm hearing about this?
I don't know.
Scotland invented a disinfecting tunnel for sports, and nobody is breaking that in this country? No one's thinking that this is a really, really, really good idea?
Apparently not.
Come on! That sounds great! I like how you said an acid mist. That's
well,
great.
That's what the reporter said.
Right? So
it's like
well,
a mist of acid. But
you should take credit for that, because that sounded awesome.
I wish I could, but
acid
you know what?
Mist.
I'm not. You know, so, people might misconstrue it to being something else.
All right. I mean, I'm not asking you to know this. I mean, you're not a scientist. You're just reading. But is it just like if I were to wash my hands, I still could get coronavirus, but my chances.
Oh,
are
I think.
Or
yeah,
is
I
this
think,
like this is repel? This is going to repel the virus, people. You're gonna get virus free for like 2 hours until
yeah,
you enter
I'm,
this
I'm pretty
tunnel
sure
again.
That. You know, there's always going to be a chance. I don't think it's not 100% effective, but it's the fact that, you know, this is something that it sprays them just before they get on the field.
That's pretty great.
So if they don't have it beforehand, maybe it lashed onto the clothes or something like that. They just walk through, they have to walk through this place. They just spin around real quick. It takes like maybe 5 seconds. At the most?
So why isn't this technology being shuttled to Disney World right now?
I have no idea.
For the NBA.
That's a great idea. I'm sending you the link right now.
Yeah, please do, because I can't believe I have not found this out. Way to go, Scotland. Fantastic. I mean, I don't know anything about it, and I'm maybe overly enthusiastic about something I don't know fully the full story, but that sounds incredible.
I think it is.
Yeah. A disinfecting tunnel. Again, here's the NBA going, how in the world are we going to feel safe? Well, disinfecting tunnel could make you feel a little more safe today than yesterday. Still do some testing, still be cautious, but
yeah,
disinfecting tunnel sounds like a good idea to me.
I don't see how this doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
And since it doesn't hurt you, so why not just have it? Even if it lessens the probability by 30% and not 100, it's still better than nothing. I mean, that sounds great. I am this day old when I found out that there was a disinfecting tunnel in sports.
And I mean, literally, it's like walking into a tanning salon. You just kind of spin around, or a tanning booth. You just kind of spin around in it, and then you move on to the next place, next stage.
Yeah. You know what they should do? Yeah, it's like when you go to amusement park and you ride a Rapids ride and you get all wet and they're like, for $5 you can step inside this big dryer and your family is all in the big dryer and hot air is blowing on you to dry your clothes from getting soaked on some Rapids ride. You could just do that. You could be like, step in, this acid mist will spray you, you'll be have some disinfectant on you, go out and play soccer, go out and play basketball.
Yeah.
Go out and play baseball.
Maybe it stains your clothes a little bit, but these guys replace their uniforms every day anyways.
That's right. Plus, who wouldn't want a acid mist stained shirt from said soccer superstar?
Well, you would hang it in your house.
Immediately following, right?
Right? You would hang it in your house just because you know it's clean.
Exactly. Throw it on up there. Man, look what I've got.
Yeah, so the Premier League, I mean, their Premier League's hope is to get the rest of their games in.
So what are they? What have they? What have been?
They have about 90 games remaining.
Wow. Okay.
And so the plan is that they're going to start their games Friday, June 19th. Apparently, every match is going to be shown live on television. This is over in England.
Oh, we don't have access to these fine matches?
Oh, well, no. I'm certain we will. I don't know if we're going to get all 90 games.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, we'll usually get the, well, I think it's NBC Sports carries it.
Yes, yes. Not that I watch them, but yeah. No, I know you do.
I think it's NBC Sports that carries it. I don't even pay attention to what channel it's on, but I think it's NBC Sports that carries it. And usually you get two matches a day, plus the highlight show that's in between games or right after the games where you can see all the matches. And then they always do like a rewind where they show all like pretty much the NFL does like minute games or was it the NFL that did minute games?
Yeah, I think
where
so.
Where they basically show a good chunk of the game. They show a lot of the top plays, even if something didn't score, there wasn't a score at the end of the play.
Some highlights.
Yeah, they'll do that, break it down to where you're watching a 90-minute game in 5 minutes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh yeah, like shortcuts on NFL. I used to love that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's ambitious to think you're going to get all 90. I'm surprised that they didn't try to modify it, but I guess in a way it's kind of hard because you play each team twice.
Right, okay.
So in order for you to crown a champion, you have to continue playing each team twice. And you you get to play them at home, you get to play them in away.
All right. So, there's some good news there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be exciting.
All right, coming up next, more from the NFL rules seminar yesterday, what they voted on and what they did not allow in, including one play that the Patriots and Titans both used that they'll not be able to do going forward. That's next on Wake Up Call.
Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, when you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, and they'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, so one of the cool little loopholes that was exploited last year in the NFL was this idea that you could run off clock with multiple dead ball fouls. The Patriots did it in a game against the Jets. And then Mike Vrabel of the Tennessee Titans performed the same trick against the Patriots during the postseason. And it was one of those moments where you're like, yeah, I don't know if I like that. I'd like if my team did that, but I don't know if they really should be doing that. The owner said, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. They got rid of that. But it was kind of interesting because Bill Belichick was like, hey, I know how to manipulate this. I can use this. And Vrabel just took a page out of that book and did it against the Pats, milking 64 seconds last year in the AFC divisional game. So now the owners have said you can't do that, which is, sometimes you need somebody to open up you know what it is? It reminds me of like a bank when they hire a thief to break into their safe.
Yep.
Right. And they go, break into our safe. And they go, okay, like we have a security system. We need you to break into there to see if it works. And the thief goes, yep, you know what? I have used every trick in the book and I cannot get into your safe. Trust me on this. I am brilliant at breaking into banks and I can't break into banks. And they go, thank you. That's the same thing here. It's like they need Bill Belichick to say, hey, this is how we're doing operations. And Belichick goes, all right, well, I can do this and that, and I can get this and that. And then the owners go, okay, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. We're not going to do that anymore. Thanks. Appreciate it. That's basically how it works. So these multiple dead ball fouls running minute off. They ran 64 seconds off a game clock, the Titans against the Patriots during that thing. That is an eternity. Think about what like Patrick Mahomes can do in 64 seconds. Think about what Tom Brady could do in 64 seconds if you give him, you know, the tools.
And three years ago.
And Father Time kicking off another, yeah, knocking off 3 years. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
I'm kind of glad. I'm glad they're changing those type of rules because I hate when, you know, they're exploiting loopholes like that.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, there's no law rule that says you can't do this. It's like, oh, it kind of cheapens the game a little bit.
It does, yeah.
Get out there and just, you know, muscle up. Come on.
And it's a little different, like, when you are in an NBA game and you're down five and you foul on purpose, so you get the guy to line, that's a strategic thing that's part of the game, right? This is, in the same way, a strategic thing, but this is just... Well, I don't know, there's something that cheapens it a little.
I get the foul. I get the foul on purpose.
Me too. Yeah. But this is like, you run the clock, then you commit a foul, like you commit a penalty, and then you keep running clock. And then you get to play again, and then you run the clock some more. So they said, no, we're not doing that. 64 seconds. My God, might as well have ran a whole quarter.
Yeah. I think the next thing they need to do away with is icing the kicker.
Yeah, that's...
Didn't they do something where they just limit the amount of times you can do that?
I think they were trying, yeah. I think they did.
I hate that one.
Icing the kicker stinks.
Let the kicker kick. He doesn't do much. It's like three, four plays a game.
And the verdict is still out on whether that works or not, because I've seen it work, and then I've seen it not work.
Yep.
The worst is when... the worst is when you call timeout too late. Like, you get it in... But it's just enough for the kicker to kick a ball. And then the kicker goes, oh, the wind is pushing that 2 degrees to the left.
Right.
And then they go ahead and do it again. Or and then he's like, oh, shoot, that went right down the middle.
I think the worst of the worst is when you do that. You're calling the timeout and the ball's in, the kicker does get a kickoff. But he acts like it's a real play, but he misses.
Right.
And then he follows that up with, oh, you iced him. So now he... got a better idea. He's like, okay, well, now I'm going to make it.
Yep. And then when he kicks it and you see it just go straight down the middle. And you're like, wow, that had no effect whatsoever on that kicker who is paid money to kick a ball through uprights regardless of the situation. Wow. But I've also seen it work, man. When it works, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes.
When you add a little pressure and then he goes out there and the kicker just shanks it and you're like, that worked. That was brilliant. Michael on Twitter, I watch the English Premier League on Saturdays and Sundays. I've become a fan of Arsenal. Liverpool only needs a combination of two wins or two losses by Manchester City to win the EP. You guys are so... I don't know what you're talking about, Michael.
Basically, I'll break it down like this, all right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, because, see, the English Premier League and a lot of soccer leagues, they don't have a playoff. So you just play your regular season. Whoever's out on top, whoever's on top wins. So it's all based on like your point structure. You know, 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie.
So is this similar to the pre-college football BCS where we used to play New Year's games and they would go, here's the votes. You
look at it this way, how the Patriots were able to win the NFC or the AFC East and still had three games to go.
Got it.
And so, it's based on that. It's based on, okay, you know what? No team can catch them. So, I mean, if they win their next two matches, no team will be able to catch them, no matter what they do.
By the way, are they opposed to a playoff format?
They have in-season tournaments.
Oh, okay.
So they have a regular season, their big tournament throughout the season is the FA Cup. And the FA Cup...
Well, don't get too confusing on me here, but... In terms of the Premier League Championship, they don't want to do a postseason?
No, they just, you have 38 games, and it's the best you can do out of those 38 games. But they do have a traditional tournament where you crown a winner by going through quarterfinals, semifinals, finals.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, so they do something like it. It's just not how they determine their champion.
Champion of the Premier League could be completely different of the champion of the FA Cup.
Look at me on this show learning stuff. Yeah. I've now learned that. disinfectant tunnel.
Never too old to learn.
It's rolling along good this morning.
Wake up call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's a good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Friday. Glad you could be with us. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. All right, because we've got to the end of another week. And you know what? We're rolling along, Ron. Every week we go, we're getting closer, but we got to get through the week. We did get through the week, so let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day is, I got to highlight the seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old from Raleigh. His name is Curtis Rogers.
Okay.
And he is going to become a ladies' man very quickly, very soon.
Ooh, seven-year-old?
Okay. Seven-year-old.
What's he doing?
He threw a party for his nanny. Because she was denied her senior prom because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, hold on. The nanny that takes care of him.
Yeah.
He threw a party of two. Very nice.
Put up, you know, had a table in the backyard with punch, some snacks, some cookies. I don't know. I don't really know what was on the table. He's dressed up in a suit. She obviously heard about it, so she dressed up in what would have been her prom dress.
Oh,
come on, right?
That's awesome. Well done, seven-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but we got to watch out for him. This is a ladies' man.
That's right.
He's already at seven, thinking outside the box. Like, she didn't get her prom. I'm going to take her to a prom.
Oh, very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah.
All right, I like that story.
It's well done. It's very heartwarming. It's not at all creepy.
No.
Yeah. Not the beginning of a certain movie.
That's true, right? But, yeah, no, good on him for that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the senior class.
And it looks really good. And they maintain social distancing throughout, I guess. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if there was a dance or anything like that. But they did play music, and he was getting down with himself. And she was grinning from ear to ear. It really gave you good feels.
You know what? There's been a lot of creativity with graduations around the country of seniors of 2020 graduating. And you're like, oh, what can we do to make this special? Because this is so unique and we're not doing the normal thing. First of all, and I know I've said this before, even my own son's graduation, which was supposed to be held in earlier this month. I hate going to graduations. I hate them. They're boring. It's hot. And you got to list all the names, and it's 100,000 people, and I don't like that. But there are some really good ones that are going out there that are trying to help the class of 2020. But the one thing they can't seem to do is proms. There doesn't seem to be a lot of ways that you can bring back the prom experience. Like I'll give you an example. There's a school in New Hampshire that is by a ski resort. It's a high school right in a ski town in New Hampshire. They're taking the seniors one by one up the ski lift to the top of the mountain where they're going to get their diploma. And then they're going to get a picture with the diploma overlooking the valley from on top of the mountain.
That's cool.
Going to be their senior picture. So their name is going to get called. They're going to get on the chairlift. It's about a 30-minute ride up to the top of the mountain. Then when they get there, they'll get their diploma. They're going to go every other chairlift for the students, and then they'll go right back down the mountain. And they're going to get this beautiful picture. That's really, really cool. And a lot of schools are doing things like this to say, how can we be creative? But the prom is the prom, and there's no way to do it. There's no other way to do it. It's just canceled, and there's no other quirky way to do the prom. So unfortunately, you just have to not have one, which is kind of devastating for the class.
But it's kind of disappointing. I mean, there's something, even though it's not what it used to be. You know, I mean, if you think back to our parents' age, it was held in the high school gym. I don't know about you, but by the time I got to my senior prom, it was held at a hotel that was, 30, 40 minutes away. And all you did was you showed up to the prom to take photos, maybe grab food there, and then you went to a party.
Yeah, all right.
You know, really prom isn't what it used to be. But there's still that ceremony part where, we got together with our friends, we got pictures taken, and And we did that. We did the whole nine yards, and then we all jumped into a limo, and off we went.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, but and it's kind of sad. Yeah.
So good for this. Good for this 7-year-old. Seven-year-old. Really awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
good
he just
him.
He hadn't seen his nanny in 2 months. You know, obviously they stayed away, and you know, he just felt like she didn't get it, and he, you know, and he's like, I know she wanted to see me. She must be missing me. So he decided Aww. To throw her a party.
Sweet. That's really
just,
cool.
You know, just the two of them in the backyard. I saw another one where I thought this would be cool. Was I'm not sure which state or which track it was, but one of the NASCAR tracks is allowing their infield to be used. I think it's down in Florida. It might have been Daytona. Is allowing their infield, the track, to be used for graduations.
Oh, that's cool, because they got a lake in the infield at Daytona.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're doing it like literally on the track. They're just setting chairs up,
cool.
Or in the pit row area, they're setting chairs up because it's big enough that they can spread everybody out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then even you can put people in the stands to spread everybody out.
That's fantastic.
So I thought that was a good idea, too.
That's a very good idea. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Tony, are you a fan of Hot Pockets?
Yes and no. They're a fine treat when it's the only thing I've got left in the house, but my God, they come out blazing.
Yeah. Well, there is a man, a San Diego man, not a Florida man, a San Diego man, who was arrested on suspicion of breaking into a bank early yesterday morning. And apparently, he was there just to heat up his Hot Pockets.
He broke into a bank to heat up a Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
All right, there's 1,000 places you could heat up a Hot Pocket.
So the alarm was set off at about 3:30 in the morning. San Diego police arrived, probably with guns drawn, just to find a man sitting back in the break room, microwaving his Hot Pocket. When asked if it was worth it, he goes, "Hell yeah, it was worth it.
It was worth it to break into a bank to just to beat up a Hot Pocket."
I mean,
that's awesome.
I know a lot of gas stations that have microwaves that they'll let you use. I don't know. 3:30 in the morning.
I think there's places you can find a place to heat up your Hot Pocket.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not, they're not terrible cold, but I mean, I understand you want to heat it up.
Yeah, of course. So. Depending on what kind you have, right? You know, if you have the meatball and marinara, that might not be delicious.
That may not be
cold.
That good. No. No, but I'm not saying cold. I'm saying
ham,
you know,
and cheese might not be too terrible.
So
aren't they supposed to be frozen before you microwave
them? They are
frozen.
I'm assuming that these might not have been at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think they're room temperature. He's probably walking around with them a little bit warm anyway.
Yeah, if they're sitting in his pocket and they're at room temperature, okay, you know, you probably thawed it out. You probably heated it up a little bit. I don't know.
That little metallic sleeve that they give you always makes me a little nervous when I shove that Hot Pocket in there.
Right.
Like, what exactly is it doing?
It's twofold, right? Because you're never supposed to put metal in a microwave. We're putting a metallic sleeve or a radiation sleeve in there. I don't even know what it is.
What exactly am I doing to this thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, is that going to set the microwave ablaze? Or, you know, what kind of chemical is being transferred onto my Hot Pocket?
I one time got bread. We went to Olive Garden and we got breadsticks. And that bag is aluminum. It has aluminum foil in that bag that they have the breadsticks.
Yep.
And my son didn't know that, and he stuck the bag in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Caught fire.
Hey, I did that with an Arby's sandwich once.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I completely see that happening.
Arby's sandwich. It was just wrapped. I was like, you know, I'm just going to toss this in the microwave, just heat it up a little bit, because it, you know, been one of those where I bought too much.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to throw this away. It's a good sandwich. I'll save it for later. Just stuck it in the fridge. Didn't think anything of it. You know, late night snack munchies starts coming around. I'm like, I'll just pop this in the microwave and threw it in there. And I'm just sitting there. Thank God I was watching it. A lot of times you put stuff in the microwave, you walk away.
Right,
but
sure.
I was watching it. And then all of a sudden I see this little kind of like sparks starting to fly. I'm like, oh, that ain't good. The worst part about it was the sandwich was ruined.
Oh,
it just,
no.
Even though, I stopped it quick enough and it was only the top part of the bun. The entire sandwich had like that burnt metallic taste to it, and I was like, oh, "Man, I
would have cried."
I tried,
no.
I tried putting overdoing it with some Arby sauce, because I don't even know what that stuff is. I mean, it's not traditional barbecue. It's like barbecue and ketchup mixed and watered down and added crack to it. I don't know. It's really good. And that couldn't even mask the taste.
Oh,
it was not a pretty sight.
Oh. All right, what's the dumb of the day then?
The dumb of the day, we have amusement parks opening up. You know, you and I were talking off air about Disney World, and we even talked about how, you know, these disinfectant tunnels should be brought to Disney World.
I totally agree.
We'll talk about that later. Japan is opening up their Disneyland and their Universal Studios. They're requiring all attendees who are coming through the gate to wear a mask. Not unreasonable.
Nope.
But where the dumb comes in is that they are, I don't want to say banning, but they want their attendees to refrain from screaming on roller coasters.
All right, that's going to be hard to do. That's a natural reaction, isn't it? I mean, that's just something that naturally occurs.
I thought it was.
I only, like, you can make a conscious effort not to scream, but I think it just naturally occurs when you get excited, sure.
And so, I mean, I think the penalty for it is if you are caught screaming, or maybe you get a warning the first time. But if you're a habitual screamer, one, maybe you're banned from going on thrill rides at the park. Or two, I think you might be removed from the park.
Wow. Wow, they'll kick you out of the park for screaming on the roller coaster.
It seems kind of dumb. Yeah, it seems kind of harsh to be able to do something like that.
That does. Are you going to have to, I mean, if you're screaming through the mask, what's the big deal?
Well, my point exactly. It's like if you're required to wear a mask and you're walking around with the mask, shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want on the mask?
Yeah, I think so. The mask? I don't think that's, it's not get too carried away here, people. Let's not go that nuts. You got a mask on. Will the masks fly off a major roller coaster?
Well, that's...
like, maybe not Space Mountain, but, like, if I'm on, like, Goliath at some other amusement park, will the mask come off?
Maybe.
Will it stay on? I don't know.
I don't know either. We should gotta
find
try
out,
it.
I guess.
Yeah, we gotta go on a roller coaster and keep that mask on and see what happens.
Like, what if you're on a roller coaster and you lose your mask? Your mask flies off. I'm hoping that the amusement park will have places where you can buy another one.
Yeah. I mean, well, you have to secure your personal belongings. That's
right?
Always what they say. So
that's
you,
right. So
I guess maybe, I don't know. I don't even know how you could wear a mask on a roller coaster. Unless it's one of those face masks from MASH where it's tied down.
Yeah, sure.
Not these rubber band ones that just fit over your head or fit around your ears.
By the way, wearing a mask in the heat and humidity of Florida in July is not going to be pretty sight
awesome.
At all. So
yeah, they also are not allowed to shout.
Can't wait till people start passing out.
They're also to refrain from shouting and screaming at indoor attractions and character shows.
Yeah.
So I think that one's a little bit easier. That's true. When you see Mickey come out, you don't have to scream.
By the way, real quick, so Disney World is opening up in July, and
yes,
this basketball thing could be starting in July. And I know they're going to do their best to separate the basketball players from the crowds that are coming in. Those are going to be two separate worlds. But I am curious about if anything blends at all together.
There's got to.
Players are just like...
Well, not even just players. I mean, if you have a worker, I guess you're going to just have workers assigned to one particular area. They can't go anywhere else.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a little weird.
It's going to be curious. I'm curious about how it's going to work out.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's on Twitter. It's very similar to the, we were talking about the English Premier League and the fact that I was trying to process why they don't have a postseason.
Yeah.
Michael says, it's very similar to the old baseball system where if you win the American League regular season, you're American League champs. Their playoff is the Champions League against other European teams. All right. I'll figure that out. I can get behind that idea. I'm in. I prefer, some sort of playoff, but that's okay if they want to do
playoffs?
It differently over
Talking
there.
Talking about playoffs?
You know, where in this country we're playoff crazy, where we just got to keep adding teams over and over again. Like, it's just not fair that only 22 teams make the playoffs. It's going to be all 31 or 32. Can we do that?
Well, that's true.
I get it. Yeah, we're always like that. Only 14 teams make the playoffs? That can't possibly be good.
And in this one, there's only 20 teams in their league. But what I love about it is that there's only 20 teams in the league. If you're the bottom three, you're down. You get out. You get kicked out.
Get kicked out of the league. That's great.
Out of the Premier League. You drop down to the first division. And if you're in the first division, you finish in the top three there, you get promoted.
So you don't have a Miami Marlins where they're like, we don't really want to be a major league team, but some we kind of have to, but we really would rather not.
I mean, if that was to happen, it solves tanking immediately.
Right,
sure. Because you can't tank. I mean, they don't really have a draft. They have to go out and recruit and sign people. So it's kind of like college. You know, the better teams who have bigger, deeper pockets obviously can recruit better. And sign better players.
Yeah, that's true. Good
but
point.
But you can't tank because if you tank, you're knocked out. So I mean, picture
you
like
can't
the
even participate.
Like the Miami Marlins. You know, if a Premier League did what they did, just selling off all their good players, then the Miami Marlins would be playing in AAA this year.
So yeah, look at what the NFL does to bad teams. They're like, how can we make you better? How can we get you back to prominence? We'll give you the top draft picks. Well, you get a little tiny break in your schedule. You'll play two last place teams from last year on your schedule. What can we do? What can we do to make you better? And the Premier League is like, no, bye.
Yep, later.
See you later. Later. Don't let the door kick you on the way out.
Probably look at Cleveland Browns like, man, how many chances are you going to give that team?
I know, exactly. God. One playoff appearance in 22 years or 21 years. And they're still in the league.